I would like it to read a review by Sean P. Means from the Salt Lake Tribune about Interstellar. So much of director Christopher Nolan's space epic Interstellar is big. A big cast of Oscar winners and a big visual palette by emotions and big themes about humanity enduring in the face of the apocalypse. In all that bigness, within a running time of nearly 3 hours, the ideas within the film feels rather small. It's sometime in a near future and Earth is in trouble. Food storages have forced most people to give up their old professions and take up farming. But with blights and massive dust storms, many crops are failing. Cooper, Matthew McConaughey, is such a farmer, though in his heart he's still a test pilot and engineer. He's also a widower with two children. Tom will follow Cooper's footsteps as a farmer, and Murphy, who shares her dad's explorer's heart. When mysterious things happen to Murph's bookshelf, she attributes them to a poltergeist. But Cooper realizes something is sending a message. The message leads the two to a secret NASA base where the brilliant Professor Brand is in charge of a during last-ditch effort to save the human race. Out near Saturn, Brand tells Cooper, is a wormhole that leads to a distant star system where previous astronauts have been sent to scout possible new planets that humans could colonize. Brand's plan is to send a ship named Endurance to check out those planets, then return to Earth, by which time he will have figured out how to defy gravity and transport most of the human race to its new home. As a backup, Brand's daughter, Dr. Emilia Brand, has several hundred human embryoids on ice to be transported in the ship. Emilia is going on a mission with two other experts and two adoptable robots, Tars and Case. Cooper agrees to pilot Endurance, even though it means parting from his children, who, because of relativity and Einstein, will get older while he's retaining his youthful. The script by Nolan and his brother Jonathan takes its characters on parallel tracks. Cooper, Amelia, and the other space travelers search for a livable planet, while the adult Merv works with Professor Brand to solve the gravity problem before Earth becomes uninhabitable. The middle portion should be the movie's narrative engine, but it's a sputtering one. The Nolans write thick slabs of dialogues where discussions about the survival instinct or the physical force of love are played out with overworth anxiousness, especially bum 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 bum. In the third act, director Nolan pulls out visual stops. His images are arresting and original, but with echoes of Inception. These moments are so awesome that one might wish Hans Zimmer's score weren't blaring away over them. Nolan is one of the few directors with the ambition to tackle big topics like the fate of humanity or our need to explore. And this artistic cloth to bring that vision to a mass audience. For anyone who knows their science fiction, Interstellar is merely adding big pictures to ideas we have encountered many times before. Yeah, that's it.